Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Well, Minnesota came out with a purpose. They opened the game with a 13-0 run. The Warriors would cut it to 7 in the second half. But it's been Minnesota's game from start to finish. And this series is now tied at one game apiece. Final score, Minnesota 117, Golden State 93. The Warriors will try to get back on the winning track, albeit without number 30.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All right, that was Tim Roy on the call last night right here on 95.7 The Game. Game 3 tomorrow at Chase starts at 5:30. You can get started right here with Warriors Live at 4:30. So,
big game.
Yes, Tim Roy was exactly right. The Warriors had cut it to 62-55 with the ball at one point. And Jimmy Butler turned it over. Jimmy Butler turned it over on a semi-fast break where he kind of got caught between a pass and a dribble. He got called for a walk, and Naz Reid then knocked down a three.
But he also took Kuminga out.
Well, Kuminga hit a three right after that.
Yeah.
So Butler made it. Reid made it a 10-point game. Kuminga made a three to get it back to 7.
Okay.
Then DiVincenzo made a three right after that to get it up to 10.
I got a different sequence. Okay.
And then Przemski turned it over when he drove into the lane and threw it out to Jaden McDaniels, who went the length of the court, and boom, it was 12. They had it to 7, and they let it get to 12 within 2 minutes. And then he started subbing a bunch of guys out.
Yeah, I was listening to our guys Willard and Dibbs yesterday, and Dibbs was talking about not selling it because there's nothing, you know, good about not having Steph Curry. But basically, I'm not paraphrasing. If you can remove, you know, a Steph Curry game with 7 turnovers, where you at? Could that benefit you? And Steiny, without Steph last night, I don't know. 17 is too many for me. I don't think they took care of the ball like they had previously in the prior playoff games. That was not good.
No, that's too many for the Warriors.
Okay, without Steph Curry.
or even with him, but right. Yes. You know, I think the Warriors would take between 12 and 14, mm-hmm. but they've been doing even better than that. I haven't even thrown out the number yet to Warrior fans. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors get blown out last night by 24. Again, they had it to 7 with about 7 minutes left in the third, but that's as close as they would get. Minnesota made more threes, obviously, last night than they did. And my question to Warrior fans is, you know you're not going to have Steph Curry for at least the next two games. You know, how do you steal one? How do you get one against the Timberwolves?
Right.
Or Or do you think this team's capable of going up 3-1? And I'm talking about the Warriors.
Well, what Jimmy Butler are we going to get? Again, to his credit, you know what? He did tell a reporter he's still feeling something. But if we're not going to get the ultra-aggressive, and I don't want to sound like a basketball simpleton, Stani, and say, oh, the game's just predicated on points, but you know what I'm talking about. You cannot have three more shots than Draymond Green. He took 13. Buddy Hield had 14. Jimmy Butler has done this, and that's why I'm asking Stani if he's compromised and he's doing the old John Wayne, hey, soldier, I get it, and not blaming his injury that when he fell to the ground, the pelvic contusion, I understand it. But if you're telling me he's only going to disperse 13 shots, then they're not going to beat Minnesota tomorrow.
All right, here's this was asked by Marcus Thompson about playoff Jimmy and those expectations.
I don't have a burden or expectation. I don't. I play basketball the right way. I will continue to play basketball the right way. If that time comes where your people that are saying whatever, supposed to score 40 or 43, whatever the case may be, I'm capable of it. I can do it. But I love making sure that my guys are comfortable, passing the ball to them, taking the right shots at the right time. But we'll talk about it. If that may be needed, who knows?
I know, Jimmy. I know. I'm just thinking about Minnesota, and I heard Shasky, Spadoni, and Bonte talk about it. What scares me? You didn't ask. I'm all over. Help me, Stani. Minnesota hadn't played their best game yet. That's what scares me, Stani. And they kind of did what they – I mean, this game wasn't over in the first quarter, but, man, the Warriors went damn near 6 minutes without a bucket. And when you got Jimmy Butler, I think that's too long.
I mean, it was 25-7 at one point.
Yeah.
And, the Warriors never really got back into it. A couple bright spots.
Okay, let's go. I can't wait.
Trayce Jackson-Davis. But here's – it's part of a larger conversation. And Jonathan Kuminga played 26 minutes last night, had 18 points. Great from the field, 8 for 11, 1 for 3 from 3, 5 rebounds and assist.
Yeah.
He was fine. Trayce Jackson-Davis came in, gave the Warriors a boost. 15 and 6. And that's what I'm saying. He gave the Warriors a boost. But did he? I'm looking at Trayce Jackson-Davis, and I thought he was a bright spot. Now I'm looking, he was minus 15.
But hold on. You gotta look at it through the prism of he's been in basketball jail. He's been in basketball Alcatraz.
Yeah.
So has Kuminga. So to go out there and just perform, Stani, I'm gonna be real, in a game that you lose by what, 24? I don't think the plus minus supersedes what we saw. He's capable. His hands and legs work. And Jonathan Kuminga. Oh my gosh, Stani, I'm just I'm flustered. I have so many emotions going through me, and there's so many different conversations to be had. But not to do you and the listeners a disservice, there's only one we can have at a time. And I thought JK and Trayce Jackson-Davis showed the world last night that this should never be a 48-minute game where you can't be called upon. That's another story. But moving forward, Stani, I'm being real. Jonathan Kuminga has to start tomorrow. And forget that this just happened yesterday. I felt that way. You got to go at athleticism and length with athleticism and length. And the rat on the table early, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control, is this Warrior team does not have a luxury of a lot of that. So I expect JK, he has to, good or bad. I felt like yesterday were tryouts. And if you want to tell me, oh, we had one in our pocket, goo, okay.
No, it had nothing to do with one in their pocket.
But I was hearing a lot of that.
It has to do with their
– talk to
they're
me.
They're not a great team without Curry.
Oh.
I mean, they're just not. Yeah. And I don't want to throw cold water on these guys because they're young and they chipped in, but – Trayce Jackson-Davis and Kuminga, they were good. But it's in the context of a blowout.
All right. I was waiting on you to kind of go there.
And, but hey, listen, I'll give you this.
Yeah.
Because this is incredible. Anybody who wants to argue against plus minus, just take this box score. Just show them the Warriors box score from last night. All right. There was one player in positive plus minus. Pajemski.
And I want to break my computer as much as I love pods.
Can anyone explain that to me?
I don't want to.
And how plus minus is it all relevant?
I don't want to.
After a game last night.
And what about, real quick, Stoney, I'm not saying Jonathan Kuminga was perfect, but damn it, he was the best player to me, and he's a minus eight. So throw that out. For what he's been dealing with, basketball Alcatraz, to get off the bench, and we can say the game was a blowout, but he's got something the rest of the team doesn't have in regard to length, athleticism, and power. Shout out Stars.
Well, I mean, okay. And he's going to play more.
Okay. All right.
Obviously, he's going to play more.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't, this thing's not over. I mean, Jonathan Kuminga didn't play much in the Houston series. They won it. Game one, the Warriors were in control all game. He played a little bit. He chipped in. They won. Game two, he played 26 minutes. He had 18. They lost. Okay, so now he goes to game three. He's got to play.
All right.
He's got to play. And you're right, because he has to play. They got it. Even if, I mean, they need another scorer.
Yeah. So I love how you brought up Steph. And again, you know, I'm not going tragic because he might be back. But Stoney, damn it. If I told you Jalen Brunson was going to miss the Knicks' next playoff game, they're not winning. If I told you SGA is off of OKC tonight or Jokic, I guess I'm mad that I bit the pill. And again, they can prove me wrong tomorrow and win a game. But, Stoney, how many teams can lose their best player and the expectations not take a dip? And well, I didn't think that last night. I was thinking Jimmy Butler will be Steph. Buddy Hill will be Buddy. You know, it doesn't work that way.
I mean, I think, you know, you may have inadvertently said something that's going to make me shrug my shoulders. I mean, look at the team right now. Steph Curry's hurt, okay? And you came in today saying, Jimmy Butler is not 100%. Something's wrong with Jimmy Butler. Okay, well, you know, those are two older players. Yeah. And, oh, by the way, your other veteran player, once again, is knocking on the door to a suspension in the playoffs. So you have your best player out, your oldest best player out, your second best player, who's also the second oldest, apparently is hurt if you're right.
Yeah.
And then Draymond Green is doing the same old Draymond Green stuff. So I don't know where you go from here, because the whole thing is built around Curry, Butler, and Draymond Green. The whole thing.
14 guys played in that game yesterday. 14. And it's kind of funny, right? It gets back to when he was playing 16 at the start of the year, right? And we all laughed. But, Stoney, I just, again, there's 100 ways to skin a cat, right? But the bottom line is some guys, the youngsters, and you said it, were too old, too young. We need more of a balance. But some of these guys have waited to the worst time to kind of – I mean, Moody shot an air ball.
Well, it's playoffs. Yeah. It's a playoffs, yeah. and everybody thinks that you're just going to – oh, Moody and Pods in the playoffs, and they'll play 25 minutes, and they'll do everything they did in the regular season. No, it's like – as far as I'm concerned, this is Pods and Moody's first real playoffs. Mm. It definitely is Pods. Yeah. And I have to be honest with you. I'm looking last night at the starting lineup, you know, when they flashed the starting lineups.
Yeah, I got it wrong. Yeah.
Mike Conley, Jaden McDaniels, Anthony Edwards, Julius Randle, Rudy Gobert.
Mm-hmm.
And the Warriors starting five is Pajemski, Buddy Hield, Butler Green, and Quentin Post.
I'm
looking at those starting lineups last night, and I'm saying,
are you
Minnesota's
shocked?
Better.
Yeah,
it's a better team. Yeah. But that doesn't mean the Warriors should give up or quit.
And I'm not advocating
teams,
that.
You don't have to be the better team to necessarily win a series.
But
you have to be the better team in that series. That's all you have to do.
When you look at that starting lineup again, just on the name recognition alone, are you surprised in a playoff game it took them almost 6 minutes to get a bucket?
Yes and no. It was the first 6 minutes, essentially. I get it. I get that Steph got hurt and didn't play three quarters. But I think it's a little different when you come out at the start of the game and you don't have him.
And what's happening where we're not getting the shots early in the shot clock? If I see another Warrior try to do something or catch a grenade with 6 seconds left, what is that a byproduct of? That's why I say it starts with Jimmy.
But, okay, how do you want the Warriors and Butler to attack Minnesota?
Swing the ball. How many second offense? Like, read and react.
That's not running the offense through Butler. Read and react. And this is the bottom line, is the Warriors last night, they didn't have enough guys chipping in, and then you can guard them closer. Let's go to, 888-957-9570 is the number. Two games coming up here at Chase Center. Warriors are going to have to play them without Steph Curry. That's just, unfortunately, the way it is.
Yeah.
How do you, forget splitting, how do you win Saturday? How do you win tomorrow? What do you got to do to win tomorrow?
Take care of the ball.
All right.
Show me that grimy defense. But somebody's got a lead, and I'm sorry, I'm doing this. It's got to be Jimmy Butler, and I need Jonathan Kuminga in the starting lineup. And if we lose, we put our best foot forward. But these days of the post-heel pod, Snotty, is rapidly evaporating for me to where I think you can, without Steph Curry, beat this Minnesota team. And Minnesota's long. I kind of ripped them. I didn't. I'm like, y'all ain't Houston. They got D, Snotty. I saw it, and it's bothering the Warriors.
They are a good defensive team. They have been all year, Minnesota.
So you asked me, those were my three.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. I mean, I'm sure he could if he really wanted to. I'm going to talk about Jimmy Butler here. The idea of Jimmy Butler being aggressive. Yes, you're right. He needs to be more aggressive. But without Steph Curry on the floor, he's the focus, so he can be as aggressive as he wants.
But wasn't he the focus in Miami with Vincent and the rest of those gang?
And now I think we're finding out that there's a difference between Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo offensively and Draymond Green and Pods or Moody.
Wow, you hit Buddy me Heald. With that one.
So all I'm saying is this, if Jimmy's going to be aggressive, there's going to be a lot of people collapsing on him defensively because there's no Steph Curry. So Jimmy Butler can try to do everything under the sun, and he may be successful, but it's going to be really hard because every single eye is looking at Jimmy Butler when he's got the ball on the wing, and they're just ready to help.
I want to ask our guys.
Unless somebody can start making shots, they are going to be in trouble.
Right, but how do you make shots? You got to take them. I want to ask Carter in the back and Risotto and you, Steiny, if you look at a box score after the game has been completed, this just my Jimmy Butler glasses, and he only got to the charity line, charity stripe five times, I swear to you, partner, I'm telling you, that team lost that game. What happened to that part of his game?
They're not going for fakes.
And Pods is right behind him with they're not going for that either. They're not going for fakes.
I mean, I think they got Butler scouted pretty good.
He is driving to the rack just jumping in the air looking for a pass. Fooling anybody.
Right. I don't think it fooled Houston much either. So, maybe. I mean, look, you don't need to be a NBA GM to see that, you know what? They're staying down on Butler.
Mm.
And then he's got to either try to shoot over you or kick it out. I will say this about the Warriors' defense. It's been very good. I know they got 114 last night, but the defense is not going to be the problem.
Kind of kept them in the game.
If they continue to play defense like this, I think that they're playing very good defense. And all I'll tell you is I watched the whole Minnesota series, Minnesota, the Lakers, and now I'm watching Minnesota play the Warriors, and it is night and day. I mean, Julius Randle was very, very good last night, but he's working. His shots are tougher than they were against the Lakers. Edwards' shots are tougher than they were against the Lakers. So I think the
Warriors were top five defense with Jimmy Butler. So are we surprised on that, what you just said?
A little bit, but the defense is not the problem. The defense is certainly capable enough. It's going to be the offense without Steph. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Shane in San Francisco. What's up, Shane? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
All right. Back to Kuminga.
All right.
let's put the rat on the table here.
Brought to you by Echo Pest Control.
There we go. When it comes to the whole cockamamie benching of JK, I'm really sick and tired of the cognitive dissonance that's been presented, repeated, and defended by Steve Kerr, and then especially embraced by a certain subset of the Warrior fan base, as if this was somehow justified or made any sense at all. Like, as if it would be crazy to give him 12 to 16 minutes a game just to feel it out and to see what you got, as opposed to saying, oh, well, we have Steph and we have Jimmy, so all we need is Guy Santos to hustle and Gary Payton to stay in front of his man, which he doesn't do nearly as often as he used to. But then on top of that, the thing that really strikes me is towards the end of this regular season, and I think one of them was after the Laker game where Draymond was quoted, and then I think it was JK's first DNP on the Clipper game, last game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Both Steph and Dre were quoted nearly saying the same thing, and I'm paraphrasing here, but it was something along the lines of, if we're going to get where we want to go, we need JK. And clearly there's a disconnect between that notion where, you know, the heart of your team is saying something, and then your head coach is kind of saying, well, it doesn't work, we don't need him, blah, 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 we have Steph and Jimmy. And just one more thing, that idea of, you know, suggesting that Steph and Jimmy is enough to win you a championship reminds me of Kyle Shanahan riding Christian McCaffrey into the ground and saying, like, oh, well, we were blowing them out, but he was getting touches with 5 minutes left in the game, and he got 32 touches, and then in the Super Bowl he fumbles on the first possession and can't walk the rest of the game, and they lose. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
All right.
Unfortunate connection. But thank you.
I got you. Listen, we're probably going to get a lot of calls on Kuminga, and
rightfully so.
Sure.
Yeah.
But what if I told you, like, what's in the past can't be changed? But he's going to play.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Like,
and that's what people want. And he should have been playing, but you're saying the story.
People can believe that or not, whether he should have been playing more.
But I'm just saying,
from this point on, he's going to play.
Yeah.
So.
No doubt.
So we can complain about what's happened up to this point. I'm just telling you that, again, you don't have to be an expert on basketball to understand that they got to have more scoring, and they have a guy who could possibly do that.
And I'm with you. Steiny, what the hell has happened to GP2? I'm just asking you.
Well, how do you mean?
He's been rendered it like he's not himself. He was the guy that would come out there with the Batman utility belt, hit a corner three, steal a ball, make big plays. 11 minutes, 0-for-2, and he's out there, a minus 13, but it felt like that. That's the second game that I feel like, you know, what's up with GP2? And now there's another four more guys I could name or add to that list, or do I credit Minnesota?
You can do both.
Or is it a byproduct of Gary Payton II when he's out there with Steph Curry?
Let me ask you a question.
It's different than when Gary Payton II is out there when he's not there.
You think the Warriors, as is right now, are better than the Timberwolves?
No, I don't.
All right, so then it's going to be a tough series.
I don't.
I mean, then you got to be prepared it to be a tough series.
You hit me with that one.
888-957-9570 is the number. And, you know, again, like, this is, I don't want to look too far ahead, but if you're right and Butler isn't right and there's something wrong with Butler, how do you look at the future and realize it's risky with this core?
Well, I got something for you on the other side.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Hey, coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, you get a chance to win a pair of Valkyries tickets to their home opener May 16th. It's their inaugural season. It's here, and you don't want to miss the first ever WNBA season in the Bay Area. Catch Tiffany Hayes, Kate Martin, Kayla Thornton, and the Valkyries all summer long at Chase Center. Tickets available at Valkyries.com. Tune in for Warriors Live tomorrow, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. And that segment was brought to you by Safeway.